Tess Tavis, Tuesday 26th of December, Dein Chanoch Erentroy, Birchas Hanenin, Birchas HaMitzvahs.
There is a basic difference between Birchas Hanenin and Birchas HaMitzvahs. Birchas Hanenin, you can make a bracha for someone else on condition that you use the bracha for yourself. If I eat an apple and I make a Beure Priyuetz, I can use that Beure Priyuetz for somebody else as well. As long as the other person is Shomea, and he's the Shomea Kohen, so it's as if the other person's making. If I don't want to eat the apple, but I want to make a bracha for somebody else who wants to eat an apple, I can't do it. Because there's no mitzvah for him to eat the apple. Yet by Birchas HaMitzvahs, you can. If a person has to make Kiddush for himself, he can make Kiddush at the same time for somebody else, because he's making it for himself. It's not worse than Birchas Hanenin. But by Birchas HaMitzvahs, even if you don't want to make Kiddush, or you've already made Kiddush, and now somebody else comes along and asks you to make Kiddush on their behalf, there's a din of Avos. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. I have a duty to see that you should be mekayim your mitzvah, and therefore I can make a bracha for you, although I don't need the bracha myself. Now, I'm going to start with the Shulchan Aruch, which is written the first page. When you make Kiddush, there's a machaber in Siman Yotzif Yudolot, in Reish Ein Olav, Im Loitoran HaMakadosh. If the person who's making Kiddush didn't taste the wine, but Torah Echot Me'amotsubim Kimloi Lugmov, and one of the people who are listening drank Kimloi Lugmov, then Yotzo. There's no special halacha that the person who's making Kiddush, he has to drink. Somebody else can also drink. If two people drank, and each one drank a half of Maloy Lugmov, it doesn't help. One person has to drink, whichever person it is who wants to be Yoitza Maloy Lugmov. Umikol Mokum, but nevertheless, Mitzvah Min Amufcha, Sheyitim Ukulam, there's a Mitzvah Min Amufcha that everybody should drink a little bit from the kos. Now comes another shitta, Yeshomim. There is a Yeshomim who say, Kivin Shebein Kulom, Tomu Kumlai Lugmov, even if two people or three people or four people, each one drank a little bit, but together they drank Kumlai Lugmov, Yotsu, Dishtias Kulom Mistarefes to Likashir. Now this is the Machaba. Now comes the Goinim. Ha Goinim Sovrim. The Goinim learn, Shim Loitoham Amakadish Lo Yotza. If the person who's making Kiddush didn't drink, you're not Yotza. So nobody else can drink. He's got to drink. After he drank Maloy Lugmov, anybody who wants to drink can drink. But without him drinking Maloy Lugmov, you're not Yotza. Zukta Machaba, Vero Lochush Lidivreim. It is fitting for everybody to be chayish to the shitta of the goyim. In other words, if somebody makes Kiddush, he's got to drink Maloy Lugmov. There's no use saying to somebody else, you drink. So, but that's only in Kiddush. Aber v'shadavor matunin kos, b'chsamozen, bris, pidin haben, moedim ha-goyim, the saga b'tim isacha. There the goyim agree that you don't need the makadish. Only by Kiddush you need the Makadish. Why Kiddush is different? Because by Kiddush says halocha zocheyu alayayin. That zocheyu alayayin means the person who's making Kiddush, zocheyu shabbos tekadshoy, he's got to drink. it's got to be aleha. If he doesn't drink, it's not aleha. Now here, I want you to go to the next page, page 3. There's a machlokes in the Gemara. It says there, Oysen b'dei odom shekikshu b'beis hachneses. Now, here, the minigism is probably in this place of Madrash, it's also the minig. You make Kiddush Friday night. In a shtibu machmavishkin Kiddush, by the beis hachneses, the minig is to make Kiddush. So the Gemara says, Oysen b'dei odom shekikshu b'beis hachneses, who made Kiddush in the beis hachneses, Omar Rav, Yedei Yayin Lo Yotsu. That means if he goes home and he wants to drink wine, he's going to make a new Boire Priyagofen. The Boire Priyagofen he made in Shul for Kiddush, that's in there, but there's a big Hefzer walking home in between, therefore he's going to make a new Boire Priyagofen. Over Yedei Kiddush Yotsu. But the Chazan who made Kiddush is Yotsu Kiddush. Shmuel Omar, and Shmuel comes along, and he says, "Af yedei kiddush lo yotzu." Not only he's got to make a boy for God, he's got to make kiddush again. Now, what's the machlokas between the two? Do you need kiddush for Mokum Suda or not? Now, the Chazan made kiddush, but he didn't have the Suda in Shul, so he's not yotzu. According to Shmuel, he's not yotzu kiddush. Rav learns, the first man Doma learns, Kiddush doesn't need a Suda. So he made Kiddush in Shul is Yotzer. Fake the Gemara Akasha. Eile la Rav lomelele Kiddush Uveso. So what's he making Kiddush for again when he goes home? He's already been Yotzer Kiddush according to Rav. You don't need Kiddush Mok and Suda. So the Gemara says, la Fuka. His wife and children are at home, they have not Kiddush, so he, although he's been Yotzer Kiddush, he'll now make Kiddush for them. Because in mitzvahs, even if you don't need the Kiddush, you can make the Kiddush for somebody else. Zogdi Gemara, Shmuel. And according to Shmuel, if he's not Yotzer the Kiddush, so what's he making Kiddush for? Well, Shmuel, Lomalele Kiddush and Baconister, is not Yotzer the Kiddush. So the Gemara, the Afuka, Ochim Yedei Chavosa, the Ochle Vashotze Vagona Vabaconister. There were Ochim, visitors, poor people who didn't have a home, and they were in Shul, and they had the meal in Shul, so he made Kiddush for them. For himself, he's not Yotzer, but he said, this is a Gemara, very simple Gemara. We learn Kiddush from Mokum Suda, now the Halacha, you have to have a Suda, so the Chazan who's making Kiddush, he's not having a Suda, he's not Yotzer Kiddush, but he can make the Kiddush for the others. Come to Vilna Gaon, and he asks a kasha on the Gaonim. The Gaonim say, you are only Yotzer Kiddush if the Makadesh drinks. Now the Shliach Tzibba can't drink because he has made Kiddush because there's no Suda here. So he's making Kiddush for them. So who's drinking? Not him. The Ochim. So it's not like the Goinim. The Goinim say you can only be Yotzer Kiddush if the Makadosh drinks. So the Gaon says, cash off the Goinim for the Gemara. So the Vilna Gaon comes with a new pshat that the Oysen, when the Gemara says those people who make Kiddush in Shul, it wasn't the Chazan. The Chazan doesn't make Kiddush, he can't make Kiddush because he can't drink, because for him it's before Kiddush. Oysen and Oysen Shoysen Kiddush, the Ochim made Kiddush, and they ate, so therefore they can drink as well, because for them it's Kiddush from Mokum Suda. So according to the Vilna Gaon, you can't make Kiddush for somebody else because you're not going to drink because you haven't made Kiddush yourself. So the only way the Gemara can speak about somebody making Kiddush is the person who was in Shul, the Ochim, the Omarite who were in Shul, they're going to make Kiddush. And they're Yotzer because Kiddush from Mokum Suda. kommt Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger says he disagrees with the Gaon. Passes to Gemara. Is Mashma the Chazan. And in the Rishonim also it's the Chazan. So how can the Chazan? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says the following Kiddush. And he says like this. The Goyim say that the Makadish has to make, who makes Kiddush has to drink. Zocheyu alayayin, when you are Zocheyu, it has to be alayayin, and therefore you have to drink. Zokta Bikiva Eger, that's only when the Makadish is making Kiddush for himself. And he wants to be Yoitza others, then the others can only be Yoitza if the Makadish drinks from his own Kiddush. But the Makadish wants to use the Kiddush for himself as well. If the Makadish is using the Kiddush for himself and he wants to be Yoitza others, he has to drink. If he doesn't drink, then the others can't be Yoitza. But if the person who's the Makadish, who says the Kiddush, doesn't need the Kiddush for himself, he's already made Kiddush, or he doesn't want to be Yoitza now, he wants to be Yoitza later, then he doesn't have to drink, but those who want to be Yoitza, they have to drink. Even the Goyim agree that others can drink if the Makadish is not Yoitza himself. In other words, the din of the Goyim is only if the person who's Makadish is making Kiddush for himself. Then he has to drink, and they can only be Yoitza if the Makadish himself drinks. If the Makadish doesn't drink, they're not Yoitza. But if a person makes Kiddush for others and he doesn't intend to be Makadish himself, then the others can drink. He doesn't have to drink. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says here, the Chazan, he doesn't want to make Kiddush for himself. He's making for them so they can drink. Now, I want to be Masbir. What's the Svara? Monotuch. If you don't have to drink, then you don't have to drink. So what's the difference if he does it for himself? And here I'm going to tell you a lamdus. There's a big difference between if a person makes Kiddush for himself and he wants to be Moitzi others, then the others are Yoitza with his Kiddush. Shomeach Ka'ona means if I hear somebody else's Kiddush, I can be Yoitza with his Kiddush. So who's the Makadish? The one who makes Kiddush. Because it's his Kiddush. Therefore the Goyim say, if I make Kiddush for myself, I have to drink, and they can be Yoitza with my drinking, but I can't be Yoitza with the drinking of them. If I make Kiddush for others, but I don't use it for myself, then who's the Makadish? I? No. I can make Kiddush for them. They're making Kiddush. By them listening, I just want to tell someone, there's a very interesting Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Hilchus Goimo, where Rabbi Akiva Eiger says the following. If I make a mitzvah, and you want to be Yoitz of the mitzvah as well, you show me a coin. You don't have to say amen. As long as you say, listen, and you're Yoitz, and you're Yoitz without saying amen. If I make Kiddush, not for myself, for you, or I do a mitzvah for you, you can only be Yoitza if you say Amen. If you don't say Amen, you're not Yoitza. So what's the difference? Because if I make Kiddush for myself, I'm Makadish. You're Yoitza with my Kiddush. Shemeh Koina. If I make Kiddush for you, but I'm not using myself, who's the Makadish? You're the Makadish. Now, how do you become the Makadish? With listening and saying Amen, that makes your Kiddush. That's the Nusach of your Kiddush. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger said the following. The Goyim only said this din. The Goyim only said this halacha when the person who's making Kiddush wants to be Yoitz himself. Then he's the Makadish. Then the other people are Yoitza with his Kiddush. So there's a din the Makadish has to drink, so he's got to drink. If I make Kiddush for other people, but I don't want to be Yoitza, and they say Amen, then they're the Mekachim, and they can drink. And that's what happened in the Gemara in Pesach. That's Rabbi Kibbe. I'm going to go one step further, and then we'll have a Machaber. I want you to look on page where it says, Misha Reutzel Lassus HaSeda. Have you got it? Sorry. Not page 5, page 7. Man the boy a machaba. Man the boy le beruche betreu betlas batra. There are people who are Bale Chesed, and it's a Seder night, and they want to make help people who can't make a Seder. So after they've made their own Seder, they go round to people who can't read their Agoda, who can't make Kiddush, and they want to help them that they should have a Seder. Man the boy le bruche betreu betlas batra. Somebody wants to make a bracha for people in one or two houses. Mavorach pereisha babesa. First he should make in his own house he should make the seder. Va'ochel kol matatzorich, and he should eat whatever he needs to eat. Matzah, morah, karpas, umavorach birchas habozen, and he also benches birchas habozen, and that means he's had the afikoyman. In other words, matzah, morah, koisus, afikoyman, birchas habozen. Finish birchas habozen, and now he goes out to various people's houses and does it. Zukta v'hodem avorech l'chol chad v'beisa. And then he goes and makes seder for all the various people. V'shotze inu kisa de kiddusha. He can't drink kiddush wine. Why not? Because he's already eaten afikoyman. So if you've eaten the afikoyman, you can't drink and you can't eat anymore. Mm-hmm. So therefore he makes kiddush for them and they drink. Bagadutah, and he says also the Haggadah, va'ochle yacha, and they eat the karpas and the morai, umatzah and the morai, ve'iyaloi ocha v'shosabatai, but he can't eat because of and he waits there till they finish the Suda, and then they bench Birch Samozen. And if they can't bench Birch Samozen, he should say Baruch Ato Hashem, and they should say it after. But it says here, who makes Kiddush? He makes Kiddush. Who drinks? They. The Machaber holds Toiv Lahachmir Kargoinim. So how can he go make Kiddush? Now, Bishlom called Rabbi Kibbe Iger. He's not making Kiddush for himself, he's making Kiddush for them. So he can make Kiddush even if he doesn't drink, they'll drink. But according to the Gaon, where the Gaon says, well, the one who makes Kiddush, even if you make for Yenim, that you've got to drink. How can he make Kiddush for them? He's not drinking. It's a good kashu. I haven't found this kashu, but I think the only answer I can say to this is the Gaon, the Machaber, is only machmir with the Goinim on Kiddush of Shabbos, because of the Reisa. But Kiddush of Yom Tov, which is only at the Rabbonim, there you don't have to be machmir like. I have no other answer. Now let me go one step further. I'll go back to page 5, and I want you to look at the Gemara. Right at the bottom of page 5. Kol abrochus kulun avapishi yotzu moitzi. All brochus, if you've been yotzu, you can be chutzmi bich salech and bich sayayin. Eating bread, drinking wine, she'im lo yotzer. If he hasn't already made a brocha, moitzi, that means he can make the brocha for himself, for bread, and for somebody else. V'im yotzer, but if he's already made the brocha, no, ain't a moitzi, he can't go and make. Now I must tell you here, I'm going to tell you here a shaila, which was asked to me by Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, who lived in Switzerland. When I was a younger man in Koyl, he asked me the following shaila. Kiddush has two brochas, Kiddush and Boire Priah Gofen. The Boire Priah Gofen is not an integral part of the Kiddush. I'll bring you a raya. Somebody's eating a Suda on Friday, Sheva Brochas, Bris Mila, and he drinks wine in the afternoon or in the dinner time, lunch time. He drinks, and the Suda goes on, and Shabbos is 3:30, so you got to stop. Poiris Mapa, Umakadish. You got to make Kiddush. Do you have to make Boire Priah Gofen? So, Shtet Mechaba, if you've already made Boire Priah Gofen on Friday afternoon, for the Suda which you were there, which is not Kiddush, then you don't have to make a new Boire Priah Gofen, you just make the Kiddush. So you see, Boire Priah Gofen is not an integral part of the Kiddush. It's a Birchas Hanehenim. It's a Birchas Hanehenim. You've got to make it, because I'm a Borach, Tzoch Shiyutim. You can't make Kiddush without drinking. Somebody's got to drink. And as you've got to drink, you've got to make a Boire Priah Gofen. But the Boire Priah Gofen is not an integral part of the Kiddush. The proof is, if you've already made Boire Priah Gofen Friday afternoon or Friday morning, and you're still drinking wine, when you make Kiddush, Boire Smapo, Makadish, you don't make Boire Priah Gofen. So Rabbi Shimon Soloveitchik got me gefragt, a Scheile. Somebody made Kiddush. Shabbos, Friday night. He made Kiddush, and he said, Boire Priah Gofen. So first you say, Boire Priah Gofen, and then you make Asher Kecholim Mitzvos Avotzavon. Somebody came in, but he came in after the Boire Priah Gofen. Is he Yotze Kiddush or not? So you may say, why not? It's not an integral part. Ah, it may not be an integral part, but you can only be Socheu al Ayayin if you can drink from the wine. But you can't drink from the wine because you never heard the brocha. And the man who made Kiddush already drank all the wine. Are you Yoitz of the Kiddush or not? Are you Yoitz of the Kiddush? So Rabbi Soloveitchik said to me, I'm a foolish Gemara. Let's have a look at this Gemara. Boye Rova, page 6. Boye Rova. Birchas Alechem Shel Matzah Ubirchas Hayayin Shel Kiddush Hayoim Mahu. Very interesting Shaila. You can make Kiddush for somebody else even if you don't need the Kiddush yourself, because it's a Birchas HaMitzvos, and a Birchas HaMitzvos Afapish Yotze Moitzi Kol Yisrael HaRev. What about the Boire Priah Gofen? Can I make a Boire Priah Gofen of the Kiddush for somebody else? I don't need it. And I'm not going to drink the wine. I'm not drinking the wine. So somebody, let the other person drink the wine. Can I make a Boire Priah Gofen? Boire Priah Gofen is a Birchas Hanehenim. Only the difference is the following. Normal Boire Priah Gofen is a Birchas Hanehenim. So I can't make Boire Priah Gofen for you if you want to drink wine. But here, the Boire Priah Gofen is necessary for the Birchas HaMitzvahs, because I'm a Boch Tzol Shiyitim. Maybe the Boire Priah Gofen of Kiddush, although it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, but it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, which I have to do, then you can do it for Yenim as well. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. Birchas HaLech Shematzu, Birchas HaYayin SheKiddush HaYoyim Mahu, Kiven DeChoyva Hu Mapik, as it's a chayva to drink, and I have to make a Boire Priah Gofen, therefore I can make it for Yenim, although I don't use it myself. Odilma brocha lav chayvu. The brocha of Boire Priah Gofen is not a chayva. It's not part of the Kiddush, so you can't do it. Toshma. The Omer Rabashi, Rabashi says, Ki avinim bei Rav, Papa, when we were in the house of Rav Papa, have a Makadishlon. He made Kiddush for all of us. He made Kiddush for himself, and he made Kiddush for all of us. When one of his workers came from the wilderness, that means he had workers working who came late in Friday night and they hadn't heard Kiddush. Have a Kaddish Luhu made Kiddush again for them. Boyer Pri Hagofen with Kiddush is a raya that the Boyer Pri Hagofen, you can make a Boyer Pri Hagofen for other people as well. That means even if I don't need the Kiddush and I don't need the Boyer Pri Hagofen, I'm not going to drink. Nevertheless, I can make it for you. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said to me the following. Rabbi Ashi made Kiddush already, the first Kiddush. So he's made a Boyer Pri Hagofen. The next Kiddush, he doesn't have to make a Boyer Pri Hagofen because he can drink the wine without it. So why did he make a Boyer Pri Hagofen? For Yenem. Yenem doesn't need a Boyer Pri Hagofen. Yenem only needs Kiddush. So make Kiddush just Kiddush without the Boyer Pri Hagofen. You're Yotzer him. And you yourself can drink the wine because you've already made a Boyer Pri Hagofen before. So why did he make a Boyer Pri Hagofen? Because Yenna needs a Boyer Pri Hagofen. So you see from here that Boyer Pri Hagofen is necessary to be yoit. So I asked Rav Moshe at the time, I asked him a kasha. I said, somebody's got to drink. Somebody's got to drink the kos. Rav Papa didn't want to drink. He already drank enough wine. He wanted the oros, the worker, to drink. So he had to make a Boyer Pri Hagofen for him because he's going to drink. So therefore, where's your raya? Maybe the oros doesn't need the Boyer Pri Hagofen if you drink. But if you don't drink, and somebody's got to drink, he's got to make a Boyer Pri Hagofen. So he made a Boyer Pri Hagofen. I asked him this question. So Rabbi said to me, it's Hatos, because in the Gemara it doesn't say, have a Makadish Lu, what he did for Kiddush. The Gemara doesn't say he made Boyer Pri Hagofen. The Gemara didn't say he made it. But the Gemara took on as a Dover Poshut that he made Boyer Pri Hagofen. Why? Because the Eurech cannot be Yoitzer Kiddush unless you make a Boyer Pri Hagofen for him. Otherwise he can't drink. Although he doesn't have to drink, I can drink, but he can't be Yotzer Kiddush unless he hears Kiddush and Boyer Pri Hagofen. And that was his answer. My question is only the following. What's the whole child of the Gemara? Can you make Boyer Pri Hagofen? According to the Gaonim, the Makadish has to drink. So if he's drinking and he's making a Boyer Pri Hagofen, he can make a Boyer Pri Hagofen for somebody else as well. No, wasn't all big. So what's the shaila? The shaila of the Gemara was the following. Can I make Boyer Kiddush I can make for you? Can I make Boyer Pri Hagofen? According to Rabbi Akiva Eger, it's a good shaila, because I'm not drinking, you're drinking. Can I make Boyer Pri Hagofen? According to the Vilna Gaon, I have to drink, even if I'm making Kiddush for you, I have to drink. So if I have to drink, I'm making a Boyer Pri Hagofen for myself. So if I make a Boyer Pri Hagofen for myself, I can make it for you as well. It's not worse than an apple. So what's the shaila of the Gemara? So I thought the shaila of the Gemara is the following. Somebody made Boyer Pri Hagofen Friday afternoon at a bris. And now he's standing Friday night. So he doesn't have to make Boyer Pri Hagofen for himself. Oh, but for Yenem, you do have to make a Boyer Pri Hagofen. And therefore the shaila of the Gemara is, for me, I don't need a Boyer Pri Hagofen. Can I make a Boyer Pri Hagofen for you? Can I make a Boyer Pri Hagofen for you? This is the shaila according to the Goyne. Gun, there's plenty to say on that, by Nich Hamok, this guy, the boy, and I think I've gone over the fence, and therefore I wish you all a guten. Just lernen wir zu Hashem, bis Schuss hat teure, so wir solche sein zu den Gullen, wie es Moschee hat.